We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Anthony Faulkner. Anthony, how are you?
I'm doing amazing, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Seems like you've been traveling, promoting your new effort and everything. Seems like you're everywhere, Anthony.
Yes, and I actually just landed in L.A. right now, so the traffic is awful, but I've been traveling extensively, man, for months now, and I'm just excited that the song I trust is being received, and I'm just really grateful, and thank you for taking the time to interview me, just, you know, allow me on your platform. I'm really grateful.
No problem, because it seemed like you were just in our area, in the Norfolk area, on the East Coast, and now you're on the West Coast.
I was there a few days ago.
Hey, so how did you enjoy the area, and why were you here a few days ago?
Man, I was at CBN, so I actually recorded 700 Club, CBN News, and Turning Point. I had an amazing time. They took excellent care of me, you know, and it was just amazing. And now I'm on the West Coast because I'm actually going to be doing some red carpet things for the BET Awards.
Is the music industry anything like you thought it would be?
Oh, absolutely not. There are no guarantees. Nothing's promised to you. And if something is promised to you, 9 times out of 10, it's not the truth.
Hey.
But no, it's a lot of hard work that goes into this. And it's one thing just to be talented, but you also have to understand the music side of things, the business side of things as well, so you can take care of your business. And that's a very, very important element of doing the music business.
Do you think a lot of artists who are on the gospel side of things look to their music and don't think about taking care of the business aspect of it?
Well, what I can say from my personal experience is, you know, even in popular culture, you see that, you know, the glitz and the glam look so, so amazing. But, you know, most people that are watching it do not understand what it takes to actually get to that particular phase of the glitz and glam in popular culture. So it could be quite deceiving once you actually jump into the music industry to see what it's really all about, you know. But it's also good to remain authentic, remain original, you know, keep that joy and that happiness inside, you know, that the Lord has given us, you know, as far as the passion of music and singing and writing and arranging. But sometimes, you know, with all the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations, and, you know, another thing I always say is you have to become immune to rejection, because everybody's not going to like what you do. So once you capture that element and perfect it, I think you're well on your way.
I trust you. What do you want that to take you?
I trust you to take me to the stratosphere and back. I just want, you know, the lyrics that the Lord has given me to reach the hearts of many that need inspiration, that need, you know, that reboot, that needs that pick me up. Because I wrote that song based on where moving from Los Angeles to Houston, Texas, and in a state of isolation and not knowing what was next. But the Lord has allowed that song to really catapult overseas, and now that it's catapulting in the U.S., it's just overwhelming, and I just hope it opens up many, many more doors for me and my ministry and my foundation and all the other things the Lord has me doing right now.
Being an international artist, how is your music received overseas?
Well, you know, in the USA, we have so many, you know, singers, you know, so we have just an abundance. But overseas, you know, it's kind of rare, you know. So when you come and you have something that, you know, they could gravitate to and embrace, it's kind of a big deal, you know. So I'm grateful to have been, you know, chosen and to have been embraced in the world. The world is so big, and I always talk about that, you know. Here in the U.S., I found that, you know, because we have a certain structure, a certain way of doing things. Sometimes, you know, it's harder for, you know, independents to break through with the industry and to, you know, do what it is you want to do without having to sound exactly like the other person to the left and to the right. But internationally, you have more of a platform to be more original and more authentic and, you know, get it out there.
What is Anthony Faulkner's guardian angel all about?
Oh, my guardian angel. I love talking about that. It's actually the story of how I started to sing. I was introduced to music by music legend Angela Winbush, who has sold, you know, millions of CDs and written many songs to many major artists. But she actually walked up to me at church and introduced me to music. And she asked me one simple question, and that question was, do I like music? I was 9 years old at the time, and I really had no concept of what music was. But because, you know, I had this beautiful woman in front of me asking this question, I said yes. But it changed my life because she didn't know that, you know, I had very humble beginnings from a family of seven. You know, we didn't have a lot of options. So when she came and just spoke to me and gave me something to look forward to, it changed the whole dynamic of my being. So I started, you know, studying music. But it wasn't until I found out that who she was until it was a commercial that came on for the Soul Train Awards, and it was a tribute to Gladys Knight. And I said, Mommy, that's the lady right there that's been telling me to do all this stuff at church. But also, I'm like, but that's the guy that's always with her. And lo and behold, it was, you know, legend Ronald Isley. So I was able to get taught and trained by two of the Rolls Royces of voice vocal.